I spoke to Flo last night. He's still non-weight bearing. Precautionary, we're keeping him on crutches, so it won't be a couple of weeks. I think it could be at least three, but it's all pie in the sky. We haven't had a chance to assess him because the lad lives in Sheffield, so we haven't had a chance to bring him over. We're trying to get him a scan today in Sheffield. All our connections are over here, Birmingham-based, so we're trying to get a scan in Sheffield today to know what we're dealing with. Other than that, it's just really, we don't know. We don't know. But from the mechanism of injury and from looking at him, from his reaction and the pain that he's in, then it's not going to be a short-term thing, I don't think. So other than that, it's just guesswork. So we don't know. But we'll know more by Monday after we get the report.
But of all the players it had to happen to, it had to be him, didn't it?
It did, and he's really down at the moment. So I spent a lot of time last night just being positive with him because he's been so unlucky with injuries. But like I say, it's happened now, so we'll just deal with it. Let's just see what it is, and then we'll do a time scale after that, and then don't look too far ahead. And that's what I've been saying to Flo. So of course he's really down, and you're always at your most vulnerable when you feel at your best, and it just comes, doesn't it? And it hits you, and you get a kick in the teeth. The lad has again, but I'll help him to get over it. So remaining positive moving forward.